Fragt Gemara, one Braisa says that pregnant and nursing women must fast on the first set of fasts, but not on the last set of fasts. Another Braisa says that they must fast on the last set and not on the first set. A third Braisa says that they don't fast on the first or the last set. So it seems to be a big stira. Rashi said that they only fast on the second set, and that's what each Braisa is saying. One refers to the second set as the last set when it's compared to the first set. Another one refers to it as the first set when it's compared to the last set. And the third Braisa is discussing the first and the third sets only and not discussing the second set as well. At all. Zok, the Mishnah said, Ma elu yisei reis al harishaynes v'chulu. With what do they cry out? Rabbi Yehuda says they cry out with shayfers. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Shmuel Bashilas, name of Rav, said that they say anenu. The Gemara initially thought that the one who holds that it's with shayfers held it was not with anenu, and the one who held it with anenu held it was not with shayfers. Based on that, the Gemara asked the Braisa clearly says that on the last set of fests, shayfers were used. The Gemara says, all agree that crying out can refer to a shofar. The machlokes is regarding anenu. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not a meaning of crying out. Crying out cannot refer to anenu. And therefore, even on other fast days that would require crying out, it means that a shofar should be blown. Rav says that anenu is also referred to as crying out, and that's what it means on other fasts. The Gemara Braisa says that if certain bad things happen, the people are tzoyakin, but are not masriyin. This means that they daven but do not blow the shofar. We see that masriyan, which is the word that's used in our Mishnah, refers only to blowing the shofar, not davening anenu. Or it says machlekes among tanoim, because another braisa says that there are times when masriyan is permitted on Shabbos. That must refer to davening, because blowing shofar is not allowed on Shabbos. Zakhtamar, in the days of Yehuda and the Seer, they decreed a total of 13 fasts for a tzara that had occurred, and they were still not answered. They wanted to decree additional fasts, but Rav Ami told them, we don't burden the people more than that. Rav Abba, the son of Chiyabar Abba, said, Rav Ami said that because he himself didn't want to fast anymore. In fact, Rav Chiyabar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, the 13th fast is a maximum only when fasting for purposes of rain, not when fasting for another tzara. And a Braisa says this as well. In fact, the Braisa seems to refute Rav Ami. Rav Ami would say that there's another Braisa which says that the 13th fast is a maximum for all purposes. Zakhtun, where the people of Nineveh asked Rebbe, since we need rain even in the summer, that's just based on their geography, and we have to therefore ask for rain, then are we considered to be individuals who should ask in Shemaya Tefillah? Or are we considered and we should therefore ask in Baruch Aleinu? He told them, you're like individuals and should therefore say it in Shemaya Tefillah. Jekmar Abrai says, Rabbi Yehuda said the timeline for fasting brought in Amishnais only applies for normal years in Eretz Yisrael. However, in other lands and other places, they fast when they need the rain. Now, presumably, the same would be in regard to asking for the rain, and the people of Nineveh should therefore be considered to be a Tzibur. Mar says, Rebbe is a time. There's a lot to argue on that Braisa. Jekmar, how do we pass them for the people of Nineveh? Rav Nachman says that they say it in Baruch Aleinu. Rav Sheisha says that they say it in Shemaya Tefillah. The Gemara Paskins that they say it in Shemaya Tefillah. The Mishnah had said, Basheni matem michashecha v'chulu. In fact, does the Mishnah mean that on Thursdays the store may be partially open the entire day, or that they can be open normally the entire day? The Mishnah of Braisa clearly says that on Thursday the stores can be open normally the entire day. The Mishnah said, Avru elu v'loyinenu mimatem b'masav v'matem v'chulu. Braisa says building refers to a joyous building, a building shel simcha, like building a wedding house for a child, and planting the tier refers to the tier shel simcha, like planting a special tree for a prince. The Mishnah said, Uvashila sholem. Braisa says, Tamid acham, don't greet each other at all during this time. If an Amma Ars greets you, you should respond, but in a low and sad way. Tamid acham, sit like mourners and those in Chayrim until Hashem answers them. Rabbi Elazar said, a prominent person may not fall on his face in prayer unless he is certain that he'll be answered like Yeshua ben Nun. He says further, a prominent person, a chashur person, may not put on sackcloth unless he's certain that he'll be answered like Yehoyim ben Acha. Rabbi Elazar said, based on Psukim, we see that not all are answered through falling on their faces in the Fils HaPayim, and not all are answered through ripping their clothing. Moshe and Aaron were answered by falling on their faces in Tefillah, and Yeshua and Kalev were answered by ripping their clothing. Rav Zera said, the Pasuk, after saying that Moshe and Aaron, that they fell on their faces, says, and Yeshua, V-Yeshua, went ahead and ripped his clothing. This and suggests that Yeshua actually did both. He davened by falling on his face and ripped his clothing. Zakhmar Rabbi Lazar said, based on Pesukim, we see that not all will greet the Yidden in times of Mashiach while standing, and not all will do so while bowing. Kings will do so while standing, and the Chashuva people will do so while bowing. Rav Zeir said, the Pasuk can be read to mean that Chashuva people actually do both. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, I also say, in the similar vein to his last drushes, that based on Pesukim, we see that not all are zoicha to light, to oyer, in Olam Haba, and not all are zoicha to happiness. Tzadikim are zoicha to light, and the Yesharim are zoicha to happiness. The Pasuk says, Oyer zeru la tzadik, ul yishrei lev simcha. Hadnolach, perek me emasai.